I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Steve.
Kevin, usually we're focused on fishing the inshore waters of the Cape and Islands, but this week we're going to venture farther afield. We want to talk about offshore fishing, which is in prime season right now. This is big game fishing. I think lots of people might not even know this is happening. What's going on here, and where are local fishermen heading for this?
Well, right now, a lot of local fishermen are heading all the way out to an area called the Canyons. And the Canyons, it's an area that's about 100 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. If you look on a seafloor map of the area, you'll see that for about 100 miles, the seafloor is pretty much flat, about 100 to 200 feet deep. This is the continental shelf. And then all of a sudden, you get to the edge of the shelf, and it just drops away like an underwater cliff from about 200 to 300 feet to about 2,000 or 3,000 feet. And into the edge of that drop-off, there are these very steep-sided underwater canyons that cut into the shelf, and that's where offshore captains, that's where they'll go to catch these big-game species, and they're willing to spend $1,000 on gasoline to get there.
100 miles offshore, so this requires a bit more planning and a bit more of a time commitment than your Saturday morning on the canal. What brings fish to the canyons?
Well, what brings fish to the canyons is warm water coming from offshore. You've probably heard of the Gulf Stream, which is a river of warm water. It runs up from down by Florida, runs up off of Cape Hatteras, and kind of deflects off south of the Cape and Islands. And it never really comes that close to us, but the edges of it tend to be a little ragged, and you'll get little pieces called eddies. They'll break off of the Gulf Stream, and when they collide with the canyons, they bring with them warm water, and in that warm water, you'll find these tropical and subtropical fish, and that's why fishermen will go this far off, because it's the opportunity to go out and catch fish that any other time of year you'd really never associate with Cape Cod fishing.
What kind of fish are they going after?
The most commonly caught fish is probably the yellowfin tuna. There's also plenty of mahi or dolphin fish. Those are those golden rainbow-colored fish that most people would probably associate with the Bahamas more than Cape Cod. There's a lot of other species of tuna. There's big-eyed tuna, which can get up to 200, 300 pounds even. But the biggest trophy out there is probably the blue marlin. That's a definite trophy that can get up to about 1,000 pounds is a pretty amazing catch.
As a charter, it runs typically a little more than 24 hours. How does it play out?
Most captains, in order to get the most out of the trip, will head out in the afternoon to get down there in time for a sunset bite, troll for tuna, fish through the overnight, where they'll turn the engines off and drift under the stars. Mm. And that's when you get all kinds of things showing up around the boat, everything from tuna to sharks. And then once the sun comes up, they'll troll again into the daylight and then usually make their way back home before dark.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, but can be very exhausting.
So you've made this trip out to the canyons. You're awake all night fishing.
You are, and there's nothing quite like when you turn the engines off and the stars come out and you realize you're 100 miles offshore, 100 miles away from land, away from, you know, artificial light. All of a sudden you're out there. The sky looks huge. There's more stars than you'll ever see. And you don't want to go to sleep because you never know what might swim by the boat. You'll have whales come by close enough that you'll feel the mist come out of their blowholes. There's just dark shapes that just swim by the edge of the light. You never really know exactly what they are. So it's exciting. It's tough to fall asleep.
It sounds amazing. Yeah, okay, sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to get back out there.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff will speak next week. Thanks a lot.
Great to talk to you.